Precious polished diamond trading will continue as buyers await for better signs of price stability before making any large volume purchases. Miners, manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers are carefully monitoring inventories, while Rapoport Research says an oversupply of rough out of Zimbabwe is throwing the market out of balance. For January, the RapNet Diamond Index for 1-carat polished goods fell 1%, while 0.3-carat diamonds declined 3.9%. RAPI for half-a-carat diamonds rose barely by 0.3%. RAPI for 3-carat diamonds fell 0.3%. Rough prices at tender were relatively stable during the month. Zimbabwe has ramped up production at the 4 concessions in the Morangi to more than 1 million carats per month, and these goods are impacting prices in the short term, particularly for lower colors and quality. Now remember, Morangi goods are illegal to trade in the U.S. and Europe, and RapNet maintains its ban on these rough stones. To read a more detailed analysis of January diamond prices and market conditions, be sure to check Treading Carefully at diamonds.net/report. I will return with more news right after this message.
Rapoport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rapoport price list, please visit our website, www.rapoport.com, or email pricelist@rapoport.com.
There was good news from retail this week. Comscore reported fourth quarter online retail sales overall rose 14% to $50 billion, but the jewelry and watches category performed even better with a rate of growth above 18%. For the full year, Comscore found U.S. online retail sales across all product categories were up 14% to $162 billion. Auction house Christie's reported 2011 jewelry and watch sales surged 41% to about $717 million. That $137 million sale of jewelry from the estate of Elizabeth Taylor contributed a good portion of that increase. Swatch Group reported that direct sales of watches and jewelry rose 14% in 2011 to $6.5 billion. Now, Swatch made a point to say its jewelry margins were impacted by higher commodity prices. Nonetheless, demand for diamond watches and jewelry is growing, and Swatch nearly tripled its purchases of diamonds last year to use in manufacturing. Swatch expects sales this year to remain on the plus side, but admitted that comps will become more difficult given tight margins and such robust growth of the past 2 years. That assessment sent Swatch and other luxury retail shares lower midweek. Time now to check on how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.